This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yes, Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News is proudly brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, who's presenting Country Wayne Friday and Saturday. Country Wayne at the Funny Bone, Virginia Beach Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. Thank you, man. Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Oh, Lord. Okay, what doesn't happen in here? Yeah, what doesn't happen in here? Item number one, it's Stupid News. Wasn't your boyfriend?
Yes, my boyfriend. Let's talk about my boyfriend.
Wasn't your brother?
Yes, and my boyfriend.
Wasn't your brother your boyfriend?
Oh my gosh!
No, wasn't your brother married to a chick from Thailand?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, all right. So our story today.
Yes.
Item number one comes from Thailand, where there is a woman who is now offering an online dating course to teach other Thai women how to get a rich foreigner as a boyfriend.
I don't want to say that's what happened, but that's what happened.
Uh huh. A 24-year-old has been advising other Thai women the art of seduction.
Yeah, all you got to do is take your clothes off.
Well, she sells a class.
Is that right?
For $412, you can learn how to become. You can become a member of her exclusive club and receive detailed coaching on how to seduce rich men, how to ask them for money, and how to be more confident in the bedroom. Now, this chick is smoking, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing wrong with this right here.
Nice.
Yeah. Even you would.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Did I answer too quick?
Yeah. Let's see here. According to her website, the VIP plan includes a guaranteed date with a rich foreigner in just 1 to 3 days after signing up. 100% guaranteed strategies for making money. This is all. It's not even a. They're not even pretending that you're falling in love with someone or that you're going to be the spouse of somebody's dreams.
We don't have time for that.
No, this is all about the dollars. Get a course on how to negotiate payment either before or after your date. You will learn a series of sentences in either English or Arabic, which will make it easier for you to ask for money.
Yes.
You'll get a personal reply from the woman running the course here to all of your inquiries. This is, of course, if you sign up for our super deluxe plan. $900 is not expensive at all for what you'll get. Let me save up the money for this first. I'm 33. I speak a little English. I have kids. I want to have somebody that's got some money.
There you go.
There you go. You'll get testimonials like that.
Yes.
For your $900. $400 for the basic. $900 for the extensive. Guaranteed date 1 to 3 days after signing up. Yeah. That's, you know what? I love. I like a love story. I love to see a love story come true like this.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But at least if you know that's what we're here for, you can treat it as such, yes?
If you're going to make an arrangement. Yeah. You can make an agreement on how this is going to work, yeah.
If you knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you knew. Or you could just.
Or you got played.
Or you could just pay, you know, pay for play.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, you could.
Pay per play.
You I could guess. Pay per play. Yes. It might be cheaper.
Yeah. In the long run, I know it would be.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
That's item one.
Item number two. A family in Pennsylvania says they are still slowly rebuilding their lives and their home more than 7 months after a skunk snuck into their house and ruined it.
Oh man, really?
Scott Gray is part of the family. He says their plight is even worse than if their home was ruined by fire because their insurance will not cover the skunk's damage.
The insurance company doesn't cover skunk?
Mm-hmm.
you'd never get that smell out.
That's the problem, yeah. He says the animal apparently got into the house through the doggy door.
Oh,
then spent
man.
3 hours inside with the family's dog, spraying all over the place.
Oh, Lord.
The family was forced to throw away toys, furniture, appliances. They had to strip the house down to its wood.
It's a wallboard.
Yeah, down to its wood framing to get rid of the terrible odor. They've been living in a small apartment down the street while they rebuild their house.
Lord.
That they're paying for all on their own.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So far, they spent more than $30,000 on the repairs.
I think all the stuff they had to throw out, all their personal items and whatnot, because you're not going to stink out.
Your insurance company won't cover a skunk getting in your house?
I mean, I can't answer for the insurance company personally, well, but that's what they say, yeah.
That particular insurance company.
Yeah.
The no-skunk insurance company. I'm going to say it's got to do with that doggy door, that you have an unsecured door
Makes
to the
sense.
Outside.
Uh-huh.
That's where I'm going with, counselor.
Yeah.
And we're not
going to
pay! All right, finally this.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and go out again.
We've been talking this morning about people getting caught having sexy time at work. Imagine being married to somebody. You get home, you turn on the light. And there they are with someone else.
No.
Oh.
That's really bad.
And someone else is a goat. Yes, a goat. Yes.
Yeah,
the screaming goats. According to a police investigation, a 42-year-old man in Nigeria stands accused of romancing an animal at least twice. The man apparently had some pleasant time with a goat in front of his wife because she refused to do that with him anymore. So,
so he's like, "Well,
I'll show
give
you.
Me Bessie or whatever.
Well, yeah, bring in the goat. Where is the goat? I want the goat. Yes. You know, they say goats will eat pretty much anything. They say."
They literally eat everything.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Literally eat.
So the woman who walked into her backyard, the pregnant woman.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So she had been doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently.
She had become pregnant with their 7th child, and she was just refusing to have any more sex. No more. That's it. Yeah. I can't do any more kids.
She's pregnant, too.
He was like, hey, you can't get any more pregnant than you are now. Why, you know, why does it matter now? Why are we doing this now?
Also a good point.
Yeah, right? Always a good point.
That was my first thought.
Yeah. The pregnant woman walked into the backyard and was shocked to see her husband romancing the goat. She screamed to get the attention of neighbors, and the neighbors held the man until the police arrived. No word on the goat. The goat was last seen casually smoking a cigarette, waiting for the return of her lover.
Chomping on some grass.
Lover!
Go to the kitchen and make me some grass.
It's Nigeria. I'm surprised they didn't arrest the goat, too.
Yeah, that you'd think. Yeah. For vexing him with her voodoo witchcraft or whatever it is. Yeah.
The goat seduced him.
Yeah. The goat beckoned to me. The goat called me. The goat was wearing something sexy. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call this
Stupid News.